Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric C. Jackson. I am just going to give an update on my progress. If you guys have been following the YouTube channel or following me on Instagram, it's Eric C. Jackson Studio. I'm still working on the new website, transferring all of the fine art photography from the Shopify store, and I'm creating a new store. And of course, I have quite a sizable inventory, and so I've been trying to do my best in transferring the inventory over to the new site. And yeah, I've been doing that for the past 2.5-3 weeks now. I just came up with a way to speed up the process, because creating the product list has been taking me quite a long time. And I have a lot of photographs to go through to add to the gallery page. And so I did come up with a way earlier this week on how to speed up the process. And so now I have to create one more template, I believe. And then I'll be able to, you know, get things just created faster. Because I have to, on the product list, I have to sync them to the correct photographs. And they all had the same product list, but they're different. And so I have to create multiple lists and then sync them to the right photographs. And like I said, it's just been taking me a lot longer than I wanted it to. But I'm still going to stick to the schedule of having the official opening on June 1st. So I definitely want to stick with that. It is already the 17th of May, which is crazy. But I'm going to show you guys where I'm at right now as far as progress. And once the templates are in sync with the photographs, then the photographs will be available for purchase. Let me switch over here. Okay, I'm going to go to... So here's the new site. I did tweak it as far as the design a little bit. I added the creative writing page. I did fix the about page. So now it looks the way that I need it to look. Creative writing, I was able to include the HTML promo for the book. And of course, I know I have to get into promotion of the book a lot more. But this is all the writing. Now, what I want to do with the writing is link out the stories to, instead of the vocal page, I think I'm going to go Substack. But I'm not sure about that right now. And then I've also included the CV. So these pages are pretty much where I need them to be as far as presentation. I want to make the logo a lot smaller. So this is like an image placeholder right now. But as far as the design goes, the web design goes, this is close. This is close. What I would like to have is, when you first come to the page, it's just the all white. It's just the logo. And then have like an enter button down here. I think that would be really cool. I just haven't figured out how to do that yet. I don't know if I can do that the way that the pages and everything is set up. So I don't know if I can do that, but That's what I would like. And then once you click enter, you would come to this particular page with the slideshow. And as far as branding goes, I think that would be the best approach. Okay, so in terms of the gallery, now, as I said before, everything is here as far as the series, the collections, everything's here, but all of the artworks are not uploaded. Where they are uploaded, quite a bit of them, but not all of them. And then they are not available for sale. So if you hover over an image, you'll see the check mark here. You can add as a selection. And as you see over here, there's a selections page where if you just click the selection button, it'll come over to this page. And that's just like it's like a place to put all your favorites. It's not really putting them into the shopping cart. So what I'm doing now to help everyone differentiate between what's available for sale and what's not, everything that's available for sale has the little final. There's a tab right here that says final. So everything that has final on it, it's available for sale. And then you'll see when you hover over, it has a little shopping cart icon next to the selections icon. So you click that and that'll take you to the shopping cart or the shopping page. But other than that, you click on here, you get a larger view of the art piece, and then there's the print button up here in the corner, upper right hand corner. Once you click on that, these are all of the products. Now, compared to the website I'm coming from, there's more products here. Now, this is not the same printer. The printer I had before, I was using a lab that's in California primarily. This particular printer that it's linked to, this is coming from the lab in Germany. And then the web host that I'm using, they are like the middle person where the order comes in. They're gonna make sure that the order is fulfilled. And then if there's an issue with customs, I don't think there should be an issue with customs, if I've read everything over everything correctly. So I have used a printer in Germany before, but I ran into the drop shipping issue with customs because you can't drop ship orders when they have to go through customs because the paperwork, everything has to be in the package. So because they have to look over all the paperwork, and you don't want all that paperwork going to the client. So that's what I ran into before when I used this lab before back in 2019, I want to say 2019, 2020. And so that's why I didn't use them anymore, because I couldn't use them. And there was no middle person back then to kind of have a workaround with the customs in international orders. But there's, I want to say 13, 14 products here, and they all have several options and as I probably said before, centimeters are also included here because the lab is overseas, so they go by a different system than we do here in the States. But you can select whichever size you want to use. There is a small preview window here, And then depending on the size that you choose, it's going to give you an idea of how large the print's going to be. So I think that's pretty neat to have. And then you scroll down a little more. These are the different paper types. And as I said, each product, and there's like 14 of them, a lot of them have different paper types. And then you just select which ones you want to have. And it'll give you a short description of what that particular paper type is like. And then there's an example. So if you can see this on here, the amount of texture that's in this paper. So if you purchase photo paper, it's very slick. There's really no like a fiber texture to it. There's none of that on photography paper. But if you purchase fine art paper, there's definitely a lot of texture in it, and the ink tends to be absorbed by the paper. And so on certain prints, that can be a bad thing if you want the photograph to really pop. But people like this type of paper, because you can see the light that's hitting it. There's not a lot of reflection, or you don't have a glare on the photograph. And so if you want to cut that down, or pretty much eliminate the glare or the reflection in the photography, then you would choose the fine art type of paper. And then there's borders. You can select borders on it or no border at all. And then the price will change accordingly. So there's that. Now, I will say, for fellow photographers or fellow artists who are curious about papers, I will say you have to think about what you want your print to look like. Because just because a paper is more expensive than another paper type doesn't mean that's going to be the best choice for your particular print. Okay, so this is the opposite from the fine art paper. This is photography paper, right? You see the amount of glare that's on it, the amount of reflection. So when light hits it, it's going to bounce back. It's going to reflect off. You can see actual objects in the room. So what you would probably do to cut that down is put a glass over it or acrylic panel over it that's matte, and then that'll help cut down some of that glare. But again, there's the description here. This is the Fuji Crystal, which I absolutely love. And the photographs, they pop a whole lot more. Like the colors, everything just jumps out at you. So again, like everyone's space, everyone's home or office doesn't need the image to pop unless that's what you like. You know, you want the colors and everything to jump out at you. And then some people, they just can't stand that glare. And so again, they purchase the fine art paper. But you have the glossy, you have the matte that's available. And then if you zoom in here, the colors are very vibrant, right? Very vibrant. So I would say if you want to cut down on glare as well, like don't put it right next to a main light source, because you're probably going to see it bounce back quite a bit. All right, and so this is the 8x12 mat. You can take the border off. So what I'm gonna have to do after I finish creating the price, the product list for the rest of my work, I'm going to have to create tear sheets, or price, I should say price sheets for these, so that you know the gist of where prices start at, what the range of sizes are available, that type of thing. Now, before I said that some of these were wood, but it's not. The frames are wood, but not the actual print. So this, for example, is a solid wood art box. So it's not the ink printed directly on wood. It's just the frame is a specific type of wood that they're using. And then the print is actually going to be a photography print. Or you can have, you can have it printed on aluminum die bond. And then if you select that, the thumbnail will change. So you can get an idea of what the material looks like. And then you have different frame types or frame colors, I should say. Natural oak. There's black. And then there's white maple. So it's up to you. But there are several here. there are several. Now, as far as the user interface, like the design of the website, I'm gonna continue to try to tweak that the best I can, but there is a learning curve for sure. Now, if you want information on the photograph, there's your info button here, and then you'll see the title, description, the year. There's keywords here as well, and this is the same thing as the site that I was just coming from. Is with the keywords, you can just click, let's say architecture photography, all the photography that's in from Jacksonville, you can click there. So if you click architecture photography, everything in the inventory that's architecture is going to show up. So that's really helpful. I'm glad that they have this feature on this particular web host. But yeah, this is my, I went from Shopify was the main site. Then I switched to SmugMug and it didn't work the way that I wanted. So then I tested Zenfolio, which I thought that was going to be a good fit, but it turned out that wasn't a good fit. And now I'm on the web host Photodeck, which I had never heard of before, but they are partnered with the Photo Lab in Germany. So I tested out their website, like I've said before, and everything seems to work really well. So this is the one that I'm going to stick with. Now, this is going to be in trial mode as far as a subscription until Sunday, I believe. So I'm going to go ahead and close the Shopify store again. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Now, if you're questioning why this site probably looks a lot better, that's because this is a premium thing that I paid for. And the web host that I switched to, they don't really have any premium themes in their selection of templates that they have. So some of the bells and whistles are not going to be there. And then I did disconnect my WestCover account. Now there is a blog page on the new website that I'm going to add on. But yes, for the Shopify store, there's nothing wrong with it, except I can't, like I said before, I can't automate the order process. I can't link the Photo Lab with the Shopify store so that when orders come in, they can be fulfilled automatically instead of me having to, you know, put the orders in. So I want everything, all the order processing, to run on its own. So that's really the major reason why I'm changing everything. So everything that's on the supply side in terms of paper, what's in stock, I don't have to micromanage all these things. And when you have like when the inventory gets as big as my inventory is getting, and I'm working on my day job full time, I just don't have time. I just don't have time to micromanage everything, especially with the inventory issues that can pop up. Because I was having a breakdown in communication before where so all of a sudden a certain paper type would, you know, become, it'll be out of stock and I wouldn't know it until I would go to the printer's website and saying, okay, what can I order? And then all of a sudden the paper type would be out of stock, or there would be some type of shipping delay, or they would get a shipment of paper in that was defective. And yeah, so it, and then I would have to change the information on this website. And just going through all these photographs, it was just a nightmare of having to come in, change the information on every single print. It just became a nightmare. But yeah, if there was a way to automate the order process with the Photo Lab, I would definitely keep the Shopify site, but that's just not how this works. And then the other issue would be customs, the shipments going through customs. I wouldn't have someone there to manage all of that, the paperwork and everything for me. So this is really what the new site, the web host is for. And I've been talking to the support team, letting them know my concerns, giving them all of my questions. And we've gotten through all of that, all of the questions. And so I feel comfortable with adding the rest of my work here. But yeah, so this weekend, gosh, the rest of the month, really. That's what I'm going to be working on. Is just coming here, like some of these are finished and then some of these are not. They're not done. So with this one, like there's no print button over here. You can only add it as a selection. But then this one is ready. There's a print button up here. And of course they all have the share button. So once I'm finished adding the list, the product list to all the photographs, I'm going to work on, gosh, web design, just tweaking things and seeing what I can do with it, for sure. And then after that, I have a lot more photographs to add to the website, so... But I've ordered plenty of products from this photo lab in Germany before. And they do take, I would say, about 8 business days for most orders. And I'm not sure if that's the thing. Like, I'm not sure if that time is shortened. I don't think that it is, but... And typically 8 business days for these to ship. And then sometimes it's like 4 to 5, depending on what I order. Especially if it's just a print by itself. Then it's like 4 to 5 business days, even though they tell you 8. But when you order something, you will get all of that information. And then you'll be able to track... or get notifications of when your order is ready. Yeah, see the texture, the amount of texture in here. That's the rag paper. So you can tell that the ink is being absorbed by the fibers in the paper. And then that's what's really cutting down on the reflection. Now, if you, like I said, you order the photography paper, the ink doesn't soak into it. It just sits there on top, right? So it sits on top of that glossy paper and it really is crisp, right? But the rag paper, you really don't have as sharp of lines in this paper because it is soaking into the fiber. So like I said, it just depends on the paper type that you want. And then that's the other thing too, is that I'm going to order more samples and then figure out how I can set up my camera to show the actual prints on different paper types. Because I have a bunch of samples, but it's not from this particular photo lab. So I want to get samples from this particular photo lab so that I can show you what some of these paper types look like. Ideally on the same print, just order one print on different paper types. And then if you want to really go like shiny, see the reflection on here. This is the Ultra HD. And of course you have, look at the glare. So that's the downside. On the plus side, look at the detail and how crystal clear everything is. It is like ridiculously clear. So think about instead of a full HD, like at 1080, you can go from 1080 to 4K. Which is really what you're doing with the photograph. And of course, there's all different sizes here. The last one I want to touch on right now is there is the acrylic block. It's very small. It's only 4 by 6 inches or 10 by 15 centimeters. But I think that would look really cool. 25 millimeters thick. You've got the Fuji crystal paper being used. So it's going to be really sharp, really vibrant. And it's going to have some dimension to it because of the thickness. But yeah, it's literally a block. It's literally a block. So there's going to be a myriad of price points. Right now I'm doing or focusing on everything that's on the high end in terms of price points. And then once I get down in this area where everything is less expensive, I'm going to start working on those probably the middle of next week to the end of next week. I'll get to those. Because there's a lot of them. Like a lot. So there's photos like this where, like, this is from 2013. So it's going to have a lower price point for sure. And there's a lot of them. I was looking through them yesterday, the day before yesterday, and Lord have mercy, there's a bunch of photographs. And then there's photographs that they're not older, but they're newer. But I have to add a title, make sure I'm finished editing them, and then add those to the gallery as well, which is why I need the entire order process to be automated, because it's just, and then the paper inventory, I need all of that to be automated. Just the managing all of that, because it gets really crazy, like I said, to manage all of these. So right now, if I remember correctly, I've already have over 100 photographs on the site. I just have to add the price list. This next price list that I'm creating a template for, it's going to have about 50 products linked to it. Or 50 photographs linked to it. So once I get done with the template and then I start linking the individual photos to it, that's going to be another 50 that's going to be available. And then, of course, you'll see the final tab. Now, once all of these are done, I'm going to take the final tab away, because it's just aggravating me to see this little tab right here. I'm going to take that off. And it'll disappear, and you'll just know that the print's available for sale because of the shopping cart icon. But yeah, the final tab is basically even more so for me to know, like, how many more images do I need to complete in this particular series or collection. So these next couple of templates, once I've finished creating them and linking these photographs, then all this entire series will be finished. So my progress, you know, is slowly but surely. Now, as far as completions, Showcase is completely finished. But this is like a compilation, I guess is the right word, between photographs from different series, different collections. They're just all in here. It's just like my top 20, top 25 across the entire inventory. As what I look at as my best work. And when I start creating new pieces, this will change because I don't want to have too many images in here. I'll say 20 to 25, but not anything higher than that. So some of the images will fall out over time or continue to fall out of this category over time to make room for new images. So Clarity is finished. And I have come across photographs that I want to add to this series. I have to make sure that the pieces that I'm looking at, the potential photographs I want to add here, I want to make sure they're finished. Yeah, this is from 2022. So it's more recent. And I cannot believe that we are almost to the halfway point of 2024. It's just crazy how fast this year has gone by. And then there's the cart page. Okay, so the last thing that I want to point out before I go is you can create your own account, the login. So then when you choose like just selections, you can have them saved. It's like your favorites basket or favorites folder over here. Okay, so that's all I have. That's all I have. Overall, for what I have selected right now, there's going to be 250 photographs easily on the website. So I'm about a third of the way to the halfway point in terms of adding work to the site that's ready. And linking everything up to the correct product list. So it's going to take some time, definitely take some time. My birthday is coming up. I did ask my boss earlier this week if I can have the day off. I'm probably going to use that day as well to work on the website. But yeah, it's just a lot of adding images. Adding images to the inventory. But yeah, like I said, I have one more template to create, right? And then once that one is created, I just duplicate them, right? So I have I only have three foundational templates. So I have to create one more and then duplicate those, and then they kind of get spread out over different tiers, because I've said before, I have my photography in different tiers in terms of price point, and then add those add the photos where they're to whichever tier they're supposed to be in, and yeah, just make sure that everything is going smoothly. If you run into any issues, or if you need a price list of a certain photograph, continue to send me inquiries, whether it's on Westcover or on this website, on the main website, and I'll do my best to get you a price list. If it's not available on the main website, I'll try to get you a price list as soon as possible, because I did get one for quarantine recently, so I had to send that out. And the main thing that I would do is probably, if the price list isn't created already. I usually come in the studio, create the list, and then I'll send the link out to you of what the price list is, and then you'll be able to come on to the main website, look through all the products that are available for that particular print, and order, you know, customize everything how you want it to customize it. And then, everything should go smoothly. And like I said before, the only thing that I'm micromanaging, or not really micromanaging, is just returns, anything, product returns, or anything that's damaged. I definitely have to manage that part. But so far, I haven't had issues like that, because the photo lab, they package everything really well, like really well. I think the 10 plus years I've been doing this, the only issue I ran into is when I was shipping my work back and forth from the gallery. That's when the drop shipments haven't been a problem, just the shipping back and forth from galleries. Ship it to the exhibition. First, you have to get it from the lab to me, then from me to the gallery, and then from the gallery back to me when certain prints don't sell. That's when, you know, it's being handled so many times during the shipping process that's when you start running into things. But even then, when the packages are damaged, there's still buffers. Like, there's buffers in case the package gets punctured, that the work still doesn't get damaged. So I'm happy about that. But it's still, like, I try to have the packages handled as least as possible, which is why I love drop shipping, because it's just less back and forth. You know what I mean? It's less of that. So, but yeah, that's where I'm at. And when will I be back? Once I have more of the price list finished. Yeah. Once I have more of the price list finished, 'cause I just want to put my head down and kind of get through this as quickly as possible. And like I said, June 1st is my target date, my scheduled date of to be done with creating the price list and linking them to everything. After that, my focus is just going to be adding more work to the site and then going into promoting. Then I have to do presentations of the actual prints to potential clients. And so I want this part of it to be finished. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And everyone have a good weekend. Take care.